Good morning.
Oh, it works,
the microphone. First, I would like to start out with introducing the family. We have the father, Lyle Aaron Nepasis. We have the mother, Jamie Sue Ramsey. We have the eldest is Talon John Eagle Bear Nepasis, age 9. His native name is White Peak. And then we have Kaylee. She's age 8. And her Indian name is Rose Miwasan Nepasis. And then we have, did I write that? Who's little yellow circle woman? That's her native name. Okay, I got caught up in the Miwasan. Okay, I thought I had already said it. And little yellow circle woman. I'm sorry, I messed that up. And then we have Aurora Leote Marie Nepasis, age 6, and she is little spotted eagle woman. And then. And then, last but not least, we have Elsie Frida Lorraine Nepasis. She's 3 years old, and she is Little Morning Dove. And these names are Beaver Cree Indians from Canada. Their native names come from the Turtle Mountains and the Pine Ridge in Canada. Okay, the blessing of the water today represents rebirth, renewal, and cleansing of consciousness. It's about honoring their divine path, their divine truth, and supporting them, loving them in every step of the way. And Don has asked me to, let me read it first. There's a African proverb, and it states, it takes a village to raise a child. And in response to this proverb, we ask that those people who support this family and these children in their spiritual growth and development, if you would please stand up if you are willing to support and honor them for the rest of their lives of their spiritual development. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. You can be seated now. And what is an interfaith baptism? It's the bringing together of people from diverse religions, spiritual beliefs, ethnic beliefs. And it's the recognition of the divine in all. It is, we accept the many paths to many truths. It recognizes that we are all connected to the one source, whatever you call it, creator, God, infinite, divine spirit. We set the intention to live mindfully with awareness and divine guidance and to also assist these children in their awareness and divine guidance. The water we're going to be using is spring water. It's been energized by the sun, the moon, and the stars. And then it was set out overnight on the church vortex, which is the very spot we'll be doing the baptisms. Right between those two chairs. And later everybody will have a chance to send their own love and blessings into the water and assist in blessing the water. Let's talk about water. Water is life. We can't live without it. Water is fluidity, refreshment, hydration, nourishment, purification. It flushes out the toxins of the body. Water is the most solvent liquid of all. Water is cleansing. That's why it's a wonderful tool. Our bodies are 61% water, so it's important about this blessing with water. Our brain and heart are 73% water. Our lungs are 83% water, believe it or not. Water's a shapeshifter. It's liquid, it's vapor, then ice. And water and time can dissolve the strongest mountains. Just look at the Grand Canyon. And what did I do with that book? There's a book, and what did I do with it? Hold on. I just had it earlier. Did I leave it over there? Excuse me. Sorry. I don't see it. It just disappeared. I don't know why. Okay. It's not relevant. Okay. All right. Let's just skip that. Anyway, it was The Hidden Messages in Water by Masaru Emoto, and he's a Japanese physicist, and he did tests and studies on water, and he'd freeze them, and they would put words with the water. They would say, fool, and then take a picture of the crystal, and it would be distorted, and then they'd put a thank you, and it would be beautiful crystal. So it was the importance of the word, and they did this with rice, and the fool rice, of course, it shriveled up and rotted right away. The other one, it lasted a long time. And it's just about the importance of thoughts and what we put out there. In fact, that reminds me of, I'm sure these children have heard, the Cherokee chief story. He was teaching his grandson about life. Inside every one of us, he told the boy, there are two wolves who are always fighting. One wolf is evil. He is anger, lies, greed, arrogance, envy, resentment, and ego. The other wolf is good. He is love, joy, peace, kindness, hope, humility, generosity, truth, and faith. This fight between good and evil is going on inside each and every one of us, and every person as well. The grandson thought about grandfather's story for a minute. He said, who wins? Well, the answer to that is the one you feed, the one you nurture. So the lesson is to put out the good, and sometimes that's not necessarily easy. Sometimes that's hard, like making you get up in front of people out of your comfort zone. But it's what I was asked to do, so that's what I'm doing. Okay, if the other element is fire, and in the ceremony, I'm going to light the candle that symbolizes divine spirit, the pillar of light that's in us all. We are all one. Later, with the kids, we will have them light their candle. In fact, they can do that now if they would like. And it represents you are part of the divine, the whole, the all, source, creator. Would you like to light your candle? Kaylee? Just light it with that and then sit it down. Yep. Hold it there longer. Okay. All right. Good. That represents your personal divine light. Talent? Thank you. A little one. Thank you. And we're having some resistance back there. If the father would like to light, or does she come in? Oh, yeah. Well, how about we light it for you? There we go. All is well. The little candles represent your own personal spiritual path. Okay, what does fire do? It represents freedom, liberation. It's the breath of life. And for the fire symbol, we have feathers on the table. And I don't know if you know it or not, but feathers represent angels, ascension, wind, and connection to higher realms. And I think that is beautiful, and that's why we have so many feathers here. For the earth element, we wouldn't be here if we didn't have the earth. There'd be no earth school or any reason to be here. To be here is an honor. The others from the other side are saying, you brave soul, because Earth School can be challenging at times. Earth element teaches us about stability and groundedness. It helps us stay true to ourselves and make sense of the ever-changing world around us. On the table, we have rosemary, which I'll be doing the blessing with. We have sage, we have driftwood, we have crystals, we have flowers. The earth people in the zodiac are nurturing, they care for others, they're easygoing, happy, and they might require more sleep. I don't know why it said that. At this time, I'd like to read some blessings from the blessing bowl that they brought, that you guys have provided. And I'll just close my eyes and pick one. Wishing you a lifetime of loving joy over bad vibes. This is beautiful, printed and everything. When your eyes and ears and heart are open, even the leaves on the trees teach like the pages from the scriptures. May your spiritual journey always reveal the wonder that is all around us. May God, Spirit, bless your family, protect you, and bring you happiness with love. I don't know if you want me to say your name or not. You wrote the name. May your heart always be open to the blessings of Creator. A blessing that your children grow in compassion and wisdom. May you be blessed with a lifetime of love, laughter, and happiness. This one says, I'm glad you're part of our spiritual family, all God's blessings. Dear ones, your presence in this world is a blessing to all of us. Thank you for being on earth and sharing love with everyone you meet. Here's wishing all of you a beautiful adventure as you embark on your journey of life. Always take time to be kind and help other people. Follow your heart. It's the soul's compass. It will lead you to your dreams. If you see someone without a smile, give them one of yours. You are loved beyond your imagination. Love yourself as Creator God loves you. You are worthy. You matter. Follow your heart. Shine your divine light. And the last one, it's a long one. On children, and a woman who held a babe against her bosom said, speak to us of the children. And he said, your children are not your children. They are the sons and daughters of life's longing for itself. They come through you, but not from you. And though they were with you, yet they belong not to you. You may give them your love, but not your thoughts, for they have their own thoughts. You may house their bodies, but not their souls, for the souls dwell in the house of tomorrow, which you cannot visit, not even in your dreams. You may strive to be like them, but seek not to make them like you, for life goes not backward nor tarries with yesterday. You are the boughs Bows, B-O-W-S, from which your children as living arrows sent forth. The archer seeks the mark upon the path of the infinite, and he bends you in his might that his arrows may go swift and far. Let your bending in the archer's hand be for gladness. For even as he loves the arrow that flies, so he loves also the bow that is stable. And that's the blessings, which you can take home and remember this day. Try to get them all back in there. And just a quick point, something I thought was cute. Just remember, prayer is the best wireless connection of all, whether it pertains or not. We are born from spirit, from the Creator, the I Am presence. We return to the same. We were born into a consciousness that creates with our thoughts and our intentions. That consciousness has divine helpers, guides, angels, masters to assist us. With consciousness, we have free will. Choose good over the bad. Remember the wolf. We set the intention that you live mindfully with awareness, with intentions, positive thoughts, because we are creators of our life. We are co-creators with Source. As we reap, so we show. So, and now, okay, when I do the blessing, we're going to be to the, it's going to go through all the chakras, the crown to connect to Source, your divine spiritual path, the third eye to tap into your intuition, the throat to speak your truth, the center of communication, your heart to open it to its fullest capacity, its compassion, empathy, forgiveness, and unconditional love and joy, the sacrum. It's about the creative expressions and emotions. The root, that you feel safe, secure, and grounded. And now, we're going to do another little guided meditation. And everybody here is going to assist in putting pure, perfect, divine energy into the water, into all the water in this room, perhaps even the plants, even water you brought from home or whatever. Set the intention, all water in this room, we bless it. We send pure, perfect, divine love, divine energy, divine truth, divine wisdom. We ask that this water guide them on their sacred path. We set the intention they fulfill their divine purpose and destiny. We ask that your lessons be kind, gentle, and loving. We ask that you create strong connection to Spirit, Creator, God, Divine Spirit. We ask that you choose love over fear. We ask that you be guided by your own divine intuition. We fuse the water with the intentions that I spoke of. Ask that you send your divine love into this bowl of water to bless these children, guide them on their path, support them, love them, nurture them. May they feel peace, joy, love, laughter, health, happiness. May they follow their divine path. We ask that their light shine bright. We ask that they live in balance and peace with the earth and their surroundings. We ask for their protection. Guide them, love them, and protect them. And so it is. Okay, now we can do the baptisms. Whoever wants to be first, let me get a drink of water first. The little one up. Who would like to go first? The little one wants to go. Okay, I'm going to put the... We're going to have you stand right here on the vortex. Bless you, my child. Bless you in the name of Source, Divine Love. We bless your third eye, your intuition. We bless your throat chakra, speak your truth. We bless your heart center, open to love. We bless the lower chakras, thank you, thank you. Divine love flows through every chakra. May you follow your path, be guided, loved, protected. And so it is. Thank you, little one. You may take that with you. Rosemary represents remembering, and it just means remember where you came from, remember who you are, and trust and listen to spirit. Okay. Are we ready? I'm right over here. Bless you, my child. We set all the intentions and bless you with this water. Bless your crown, your connection to Source. Bless your third eye. May you have great intuition to follow, guide you. May you speak your truth. May you open your heart to the greatest love. I bless the lower chakras. Thank you. Let's bless your hands. Thank you. And let's bless your feet. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you for being brave and standing here. And I forgot to bless the little one's hands. Can I bless your hands? Thank you. The other hand. Thank you. And I'm going to bless your feet now. Bless your foot. Yes, follow your path. Walk a good path. Perfect. Kaylee? Oh, yes. Yes, I need to give this to... That's his. Kaylee, bless you, my child. Bless you in divine spirit. Bless your intuition, your third eye. Bless your throat chakra. Speak your truth. Communicate love. Bless your heart center. May it be filled with love. Bless the lower chakras. Now bless your hands. Thank you. Thank you. Bless your feet. Thank you. Thank you. And so, let's do this. Seal it in. And this is my gift. Thank you. Is Aurora going to participate? Do I need to come to her back there?
Maybe. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
Want Mama to be with you too?
Okay, we'll just, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it long distance.
Okay.
Bless you, my child, Aurora. I'm going to bless your crown chakra, your connection to Source. Bless you, Aurora. I'm going to bless your intuition, your third eye. Aurora, I'm going to bless your throat chakra. Speak your truth. Aurora, I'm going to bless your heart center. May it be filled, open fully to its fullest capacity to love, give love, and receive love. Bless your lower chakras. Bless your hands. Bless your feet. And she may give this to her later. And so it is. Oh, let's seal her up. Yes. Let all those good intentions flow through every chakra. And so it is. And now we open it up to anybody else who might want to receive a blessing. We can do that. Or not.
I will.
Okay.
I'm not going to say no to that.
All right. Bless you, weary mother. Beautiful mother. Thanks. Patient mother.
Sometimes.
Bless your crown chakra, your connection to divine spirit. Bless your third eye. May you have strong intuition. Bless your throat chakra. Speak your truth. Communicate freely, easily. Bless your heart chakra. May your heart be open to fully give and receive love. Bless your solar plexus, the power. Take your power and control of your life. Bless the sacrum, creativity. Bless the root chakra. Bless your hands to do good deeds. Bless your feet, walk your path. Seal it in divine love, divine grace, divine peace. And so it is. And you can keep this if you want it. Anybody else? Come on. It's PJ, right?
Penny PJ.
Okay.
I'll try not to get emotional.
Okay.
I'm so happy
we're happy you're here. Bless you, Penny PJ. I bless your crown chakra, your connection to divine at all times, always there. I bless your intuition to follow your path and guidance, remembering to ask for help and guidance. I bless your throat chakra. Speak your truth. I bless your heart chakra. May it be open to the fullest capacity to love and receive love and give love. Bless your solar plexus, your power. Take back your power and control of your life. Bless the sacrum, your creativity. We bless the root chakra, grounding you. Blessing your hands. Carry forth with good deeds, intentions, thoughts. Bless your feet. Thank you, Spirit, for this blessing. Love her, protect her. And so it is. You're welcome. Bless you.
I'm going to trip.
Better ground you.
Thank you so much.
Anybody else? Okay. I'll start dipping in there. Hello, Lyle, the father. Bless you for these, producing these beautiful children, both of you. Gorgeous, gorgeous, beautiful children. Bless your crown and your connection to divine source. You're a tall one. Bless your third chakra. May you have strong intuition. Bless your throat chakra. May you speak your truth. Bless your heart center. May you be open to giving and receiving love. Blessing your your solar plexus. Taking back power and control in your life. Blessing the sacrum, creativity. Blessing the root, carrying you on your path. Bless your hands. Thank you. You have strong intuition. I see the M, that means very spiritual, and strong intuition. And we bless your feet. Seal it in. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for bringing your family. All is well. All is in divine order. And so it is. Anybody else? Okay. That concludes this part of the service. Thank you.